Welcome to the Liberty of the Captives podcast, coming to you from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. And now, here's your host for today's presentation, Lisa Ruby.
Hello, we're back with Mary Hostack from Oklahoma. Mary's been talking with us about the importance of getting into the Bible. Mary, do you want to just continue where you left off on the last podcast?
Well, I think so. I think it's worth going on about the importance of getting in the Bible. I want to tell you what has happened to me personally. Because I do not have a little piece of paper saying that I have been through a seminary that says I am a theologian, that even my own family won't listen to me as I try to share the Word of God. Yet they'll go to a church and they'll sit in a pew, assuming that this preacher who has a little diploma saying that he went to a seminary and that he knows all about the Bible, they'll sit there and listen to this person preach, and they'll get up and go home, assuming that they've been preached the full Word of God. Now, I'm going to use my family as an example here. Now, these dear loved ones will go sit in a pew, never pick their Bible up during the week. They never challenge the preacher because they don't know what to challenge him on. And that preacher gets up there, and I've seen this happen many times, and he'll just be jumping up and down and saying, Jesus can come back at any minute. And my family, I look around, and they're sitting there buying this. The preacher, he turns over and he looks at me because I've already locked horns with this preacher on the pre-trib teaching. And my Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for these two things must happen first. There will be a falling away, and the son of perdition must be revealed. But my family didn't know that. So they're sitting there listening to a lie. And then you go over to Matthew chapter 24 again. Read it all to keep it in context. But Matthew 24 verses 29 and 30 says that immediately after, circle the word after, the tribulation of those days, then, circle the word then, you shall see the sign of the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. That's the second return of Christ. Now, Matthew 24 verses 29 and 30 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3 are crucial to a believer. These are two doctrines that you must know and you must make yourself very familiar with, because almost every church that you will go into will preach opposite of these verses. How are you going to know they're opposite if you don't know what the Bible says? So again, get in the Bible, learn what it says. You have to know. It's crucial.
What the Bible says is not what Schofield says.
That's right. Once in a Bible, it had commentary in it. By the way, folks, I don't recommend a Bible with commentary, because most every commentary I ever picked up will be opposite of what the Bible actually says. One time, as a baby Christian, I had a Bible that had commentary in it. I didn't understand the scripture, so I go down to the commentary. And the commentary actually talked, I think it was about second return of Jesus. And anyways, the commentary was opposite of what scripture said. So up here on top, you've got the Word of God. And down here beneath it, you have what man says he thinks that verse means. And a five-year-old can read it and see that it's opposite. The two teachings are opposite. Are you going to believe what God says, or are you going to believe what a man teaches you? You got to make your mind up. I made mine up. It's so important. If you have to go to a church, now people are going to say, but you're forsaking the assembling together. Oh, no, I'm not. How can you assemble yourselves with people who don't believe what you believe? How can you possibly assemble yourselves with people? And we did this here at Frederick until the Word of God took over completely and we left the church. Because my husband, I'm going to share this with you, he was a Catholic believing person for 53 years. Now, when Jim was saved, he was saved 5 months after I was. That was a lot of prayer and a lot of tears, but God heard and considered my prayer. He saved Jim. And when Jim came out of the Catholic Church, he was so anxious to get into the Bible. We got into the Bible, and after we went through the Bible, the first time, Jim said, I have been lied to all my life. Now, he would have never known that had he not picked up the Bible and read it. And it was the most incredible thing to watch my husband as he searched that Bible for truth, and it was just wonderful because Jim had never heard a huge part of that Bible. They don't preach that in the Catholic Church. But anyways, that's another reason. If you have people who are in another religion and you want to share the gospel with them, how can you possibly share it with them if you don't know what it says? And you're not going to always have that Bible by your side. God has used me at the grocery store. He's used me at doctor's offices. He's used me in so many places. But had I not picked up the Bible to know about it, I couldn't share the gospel with those people. It's been incredible. And that's another reason why I want to know more and more. It seems like the older I get, the more knowledge I want. I ask God, give me understanding. You teach. I ask you to teach me till the day I die. So hopefully when I go out of this world, I can be preaching to a doctor or a nurse or somebody who doesn't know about Jesus. I want to go out of this world with his name on my lips. I want to know all about this Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Will you tell us a little bit about your system? I mean, there are 66 books. How many pages? It seems overwhelming to the person who's just beginning to realize their responsibility to read, to know, to obey the Word of God.
Okay.
How do you do it?
Okay, this is what we do. We spend an hour and a half a day, preferably in the mornings, in the Bible. We go through the Bible every 48 days. That's almost six times a year. And it, like I said in the last broadcast, if you will get your priorities straight, anyone has an hour and a half that they can devote to the Bible if you're a believer. The non-believers could care less. But the believer, if you'll just kind of watch yourself through the day, at the end of the day, you have an hour and a half before your bedtime, surely. If you can't work it in an hour and a half at one time, work it in half in the morning, half in the evening. Please try to get in at least an hour and a half a day. That gets you through the Bible every 48 days.
Mary, what about people who have difficulty reading or have problems with their eyes?
Okay. We have a King James Bible on tape. I have on tape, and I also bought a CD King James Bible on tape where we can take it with us in the car if we're traveling or something. And there's ways. This is why I said it's a cop-out. If you're going to tell me I can't find time or I can't read or I don't understand it, and the excuses go on and on and on, God's not going to accept that excuse. So there, if you can't read, there's tape.
That's right. And it's also on the computer, read by Alexander Scourby.
Yeah.
It's also in MP3 files on the computer. We have our computer in our kitchen, and a lot of times we'll have family devotions by turning that on. And we'll listen, and we'll read our Bibles along with it.
Yeah. That is great. And then at any point, you could put it on pause. That's what we, you know, when we're listening to it, we'll say, well, what did that say? And we'll stop it. We'll run it back. We'll re-listen to it. And then if we want to stop and talk about it, we can talk about it however long we please. And then turn it back on and go on from there. It's such a joy. God has blessed me with a Christian husband. It is such a joy to sit down with my husband and to go over that Bible. And we talk about it, and we talk about the future, and about prophecy, and about things that are yet to come. How would we even know about prophecy if we don't read the Bible?
Speaking of prophecy, a lot of times that's an area that's hard to understand. What do you do if you come across a section in the Bible, or a concept in the Bible that you just don't understand? Do you just close it and say, forget this whole thing?
Absolutely not. What I do, and what I have did over the years, is just kind of put it aside. for that moment, because I know for a fact, somewhere along the line, it's been proven over and over to me, God will show me when I am ready for it. If I don't understand something, and I'm telling you right now, I do not understand everything in that Bible. But my high hope is that God someday will show me. He's shown me so many things over the years. He's not going to fail me now. So if you don't understand something, don't put that Bible down. Don't close it up. You continue to go through it. When you run across a verse that has the biblical long names of people and cities and all these long names that pop up in there, don't give up on it. If you can't pronounce it, do the best you can and go on. That's what I did. I slaughtered those names so many times, it's not even real. But I never gave up. I kept going and kept going. And the Bible faith kept me to learn to pronounce the words correctly. So there's so much, so many ways that you can learn. And if you have a job where you commute, it would be wonderful to have the Bible tape. Some people commute an hour and a half. If you only commute 30 minutes, put that Bible tape in, listen 30 minutes there, listen 30 minutes going home. And when you get home, you got 30 more minutes to listen.
That's what we do. We put the Bible tape in if we have to just go somewhere.
Yeah.
Or 30 minutes away. You can get a lot of Bible in that way.
You sure can. And my husband and I do it often when we travel someplace. And I love to read. I love to pick the Word up and listen to the Bible at the same time. But if I have something that really, really seems to be that I have to get something done, I listen to that tape, and I get more out of hearing. But that's just me.
I do too. Faith cometh by hearing.
And hearing by the Word of God.
Do you suggest reading through an entire book at a time? Just going through a whole book in order? Like, for instance, the book of Genesis or the book of John in order?
Yeah, you stay in order, and it takes you probably 3 sittings to get through the book of Genesis. But you need to pay attention to it. And for instance, Jesus in the New Testament talks about the last days before his return will be as the days of Lot and Noah. So you go back to Genesis chapter 6, and you read about the days of Lot and Noah, how the whole earth was filled with violence. Every thought was evil continually, and we're seeing that now. So stay, keep those books in order if you can. I suggest it. That's how God has taught me from Genesis 1 all the way through Revelation. And keep going through it. Never stop. I can't imagine a believer wanting to stop anyways. I just want to absorb every word that's there, and I'm asking God, please help me remember it, so I can share it. I believe one day, through the cruel things that are yet to come, that our Bible will be took away from us. They're already saying that it is a book of hate, which is a lie, but they're already talking about these things. And if we're going to hide the Word of God in our heart, not only that we may not sin against Him, but that we may be able to share it with other people, you need to get in there, and you need to get in there today, because I believe our time is short on having our Bible. I believe, I don't know when, I'm not going to tell you I know the hour of the day, but just from looking at the things that's going on around us, Jesus said, when you see these things happen, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. Well, when you see what things happen, you got to get in the Bible to see what he's talking about. See?
Right.
So, anyways, we could talk for days on the importance of getting in the Bible and staying there. I just want to encourage everybody, please, pick that Bible up, start in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and let God teach you. Always pray, ask Him to teach you, and help you to remember it.
Thank you very much, Mary.
You're welcome, dear. It's been a pleasure and a joy to share this with you. And I just hope someone will take my advice, pick the Bible up, stay with it. Love you guys out there, and it's very important. Just let God teach you today something, okay?
Thank you for listening to the Liberty to the Captives podcast, a ministry of LibertyToTheCaptives.net.